So Moshe is given the luchos. The luchos are God made, and they're written by Hashem, and it's engraved in the luchos. And our sages say the word engraved is written charut, but read it as cheirut. The luchos represent freedom. The luchos, the system Hashem was giving us, is the freedom. I want to be free, you have to deal in Torah. Ordinarily, one can understand that when you express something, you have just taken a thought and given it boundaries. The thought might be more broad. The expression is more limited. When we express something, sometimes we're limiting the thought. A child asks you, can you explain how you love me? Well, if you're going to try, you're not going to be expressive. You're going to express a certain element. You're going to limit something that's far more encompassing. If speech is limited, then writing is even more limited. Writing is far more limiting. In speech, you can express intonations. There are many more elements of expression that accompany the speech. How you pause, how you break the words, how you put stress on what you're saying. Speech is less limited than writing. Writing is even more limited. It's an even more limited expression. But writing on the luchos was in such a way that the writing was without limits. The writing inside the luchos was completely free. It's not charut, but cheirut. When our sages stressed that the writing of the luchos gave freedom to the world, the idea was that the writing itself was beyond limits. When Hashem writes on a stone, so then that writing is not limited. It's free. Our writing is limited. Our writing has limited expression. Hashem's writing does not have limited expression. Rav Chalap is taking the concept of cheirut and applying it to the ability to express through writing. Now, Rav Chalap doesn't explain what he means. There is a medrash that says that the writing on the luchos was more encompassing than just the Ten Commandments that we have. That the writing of the luchos had moving words, and that all of the written and oral law could be seen on the luchos. Today that we have screens, it's so easy for us to imagine that. On an engraved stone, it's a little bit harder to understand what that means. But at least today we have a concept of moving words, right? You can have a screen and the words keep changing on your screen. But that's what the Medrash says, that the Luchos had all of the written and oral Torah encompassed. That was Hashem's writing of the Luchos. Maybe.